The AFL Footy Show was a great show. No more, unfortunately. And one of everybody's favourite parts was Sam Newman's street talk. And a good friend of the show, Sam Newman, he gifted, he passed the baton on to you, Fev. In fact, you and he did a street talk together where he officially said, this is now your baby. So you go around to the suburbs of Melbourne and chat to people on the street. Have a chat. Exactly what it says, yeah. Street talk.
And Sam used to cop a lot of flack thinking he used to always go up to the Nuffs. But no, they actually come to you because I did street talk a couple of times when Sam was sick. And I don't know what it is with a microphone and a cameraman that attracts Nuffs, but it does.
Well, you have been to Webb Street, Narre Warren, yes. where your statue was because yes. you thought you'd go and check it out and see if everyone's looking after it. And I believe you found people who were hanging around it and looking after it.
Yeah, I did.
Well, let's look forward to hearing from them. Fev's taking it to the streets.
Fev's taking it to the streets. We are doing street talking, Narre. We are in Webb Street. There is a statue of me there. What do you think of the statue?
It's fantastic. Absolutely awesome. It's been done years and years ago.
Yeah, I was always saying the same. Have you always been a Narre Warren girl?
Absolutely. Used to catch the bus from Webb Street to Berwick High School every day.
The 826?
Yep.
I used to travel on that.
Yeah, but I'm a little bit younger than you.
Yeah,
just a little bit.
That's all right. Are we saying I'm old?
No, not really.
How long do you reckon that'll last?
I reckon it'll go Marketplace.
Marketplace? Yep. Well, you might take it home.
I can try.
Hey, you're standing here next to Fev and Fev too. What do you think of the statue?
Oh, it's fantastic. So much like you.
You reckon it looks like me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you're going to look after it?
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah, make sure you don't take it home.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She didn't want to take it home. You well?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
What do you reckon of that statue?
I reckon it looks okay.
Who do you reckon it looks like?
You.
Yeah, it's me, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are you doing down in Nazawaza?
I just come back from the gym.
Oh, you been lifting? Leg day or arms day?
Arms, and then I'm just doing a bit of shopping.
Bit of shopping at the IGA?
Yeah.
What's on the menu?
Don't know, yeah.
Chicken?
Maybe.
They reckon chicken. Ugh.
I don't know.
That's what I take. Get pipes like these.
I don't know. We'll have to see. Wait and see.
All right, nice to meet you, brother. What do you got packed in there?
Nothing. Just my wallet and stuff.
Nothing dodgy?
No.
What do you think of the statue?
He's gorgeous.
He's gorgeous, isn't he?
Yeah. I want to take him home.
You want to take him home?
Yep.
You're going to look after him?
I would, yep. I'd like to wake up to that every morning.
Oh! Whoa! Woo! He's got a pressure point from the people driving past. G'day, James. I'm doing a bit of street talk down here on Webb Street. Geez, a bit early for a couple of froths.
I am always having a beer.
Having a beer?
Yeah, have a beer.
Have you heard of my beer?
No.
I've got Everyday Australia. It's better than that stuff.
I'll try it out.
Yeah, you have to try it out.
Yeah, we'll go after the statue for you.
You've got to look. So you camp out here a fair bit?
Oh, we didn't even a lot, yeah.
Yeah?
Nearly every morning.
Nearly every morning?
Oh, 9 o'clock. We'll do a bullshit bourbon.
9 o'clock. How many beers do you punch in?
Only a few. Bourbons, mostly.
Bourbons?
Yeah, about 10 of them a day.
10 of them a day?
Easy.
You say you're here at 9 o'clock every morning. Can you please look after my statue?
Yeah, we've seen the boys touching him. We'll pick him up.
All right, just hit me up and let me know.
No worries, we'll look after it.
Enjoy your froffies.
Yeah, you too.
How are you going?
Thanks, how are you?
And what's your name?
Maureen.
Maureen, so you come down here at 9 in the morning as well?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No one works here? Do you work?
No, not at the moment. No.
Can't be bothered? No. Just want to come down here and hang by my statue?
Yeah.
And drink beer?
Yes.
Mate, you are living the life.
I think so. Fev's taking it to
the streets. Your statue, very good company there.
Yeah,
people
that
looking
guy,
after it.
That guy there drinking the froths had no teeth. And he was sitting there and I said to him, you know, why don't you work? And he said, ha-ha. And I go, I thought he got cancelled. He's going, ha-ha. And I'm like, man, what did he get cancer for? He goes, no, cancer.
Oh.
And I go, oh, Jesus. So he had cancer. And I said, man, you probably shouldn't be drinking. He goes, nah, I'll be right. 10 bourbons. I'm like, bro.
Oh.
But the happiest dude you've ever met. He was that happy at 9:30 in the morning, smashing.
He'd had 10 bourbons.
No, he has six stubbies and then goes and has 12 bourbons after it.
That's why he's happy.
Groundhog
I've
day.
Heard of chemo. Never heard of can mo.
Yeah.
Is that what he's going? Fifi, Fev, Nick, Instagram, Facebook, a video will come up sometime later today. Oh.